Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1088, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're just going through some examples in the Shehakol, Bracha of Shehakol. We went through the various different brachas in the order of brachas in various different categories of, we went through Hadam, we went through Mizono. So just for trying to bring it down, Mamish Rila Lemaisa, because these are things that come up constantly. So he goes through, interesting, it's a very simple case. A person's eating an egg, let's say some eggs, hard-boiled egg or something along those lines, with a piece of meat, right, or with a piece of fish or whatever the case is. So again, it's all shahakal. So he says, but let's say you have the egg is complete, you have a hard-boiled egg, meaning the point is, I'm trying to say, is it's a complete item, it's a sholem, so then you would make the shahakal on that. The piece of meat is only pieces. You'll say, what do you mean? But I like better the meat. But we spoke about in the past, right, that shalem comes first, the complete item comes before the desirable one, even though you might like the meat better, but you take the complete item first. So in this case, the egg he brings down would be complete, let's say, and then you make the bracha. If the egg is complete, you make the bracha on the egg, and you have in mind the meat, right? And the meat will be covered if it's in front of you and so on with all those halachas. He says, "Ma'alas shalom kaidem l'ma'alas chaviv." If the egg is not complete, right, then, and you like better the meat, so then you would make the bracha on the meat. The egg is a half an egg and have a piece of meat, so then I would make the bracha on the chicken, the meat, or whatever it is that I'm eating. "V'muchaviv alav yoseh b'derech klal." That's how we work it, right? Just again, putting it into play. And again, assuming that they're both broken, it's a half an egg, piece of meat or whatever, piece of chicken, and then a piece, I have some eggs on my plate and I have some chicken on my plate. So again, I would make which one you like better? No, I like them both the same. Fine, no problem. So then, of course, we're going to look at the larger item. Im shneim chavivim, he says, olav, midashava, right? The half a piece, the piece of egg, and you have the piece of meat or whatever. But if it's a half a piece of egg, usually, and you have a bigger piece of chicken or whatever, so yivarech hayoyis, or godel, and you like them the same. It's not a question of that. I like eggs the same as chicken, it's all the same. So you make the bracha on the larger item. Piece of chicken, let's say I have a whole piece of chicken, so it's not whole, let's say, whatever, it's not whole, but it's larger, it's godel, so I'm going to make the shahakal on that chicken, and of course the egg will go with it, whereby I do not have to make a separate shahakal on the egg. Now, he says further, very interesting. He says, he brings from Rav Eliashiv, Zichar Tzadik Livracha, that how to work this. We have a person that has two cups. Let's say they have a cup of coffee. He brings down, let's say, water. But let's say water, a person has to be thirsty. Let's say you have a cup of a black coffee and you have a tea, something along those lines, let's say, right? And a person's going to be drinking both of them. So which one should you make the bracha on? But you like them both the same. The tea I like the same as the coffee, the black coffee, whatever. They're both the same. I have no desire for one. There's no question of chaviv over here. Now we're taking into place over here that they're both liquid, right? They're both liquid. So what are we going to look at? There's no shivas aminim, right? Coffee, tea, there's nothing to do with shivas aminim. By beer or by the pomegranate juice. So we said at least there's a connection to the shivas aminim. Over here there's no connection to the shivas aminim, right? So that doesn't come into play over here at all. I have the coffee and I have the tea, right? So the question is, what about shalom? And what about chaviv? Let's talk about chaviv a minute. So I like them both the same. I like the black coffee and the tea the same. So, but I'm going to drink them both. Which one am I making the bracha on? And it's not a question of fresher over here, something along those lines, right? So he says, interesting, that he says, interesting, and there's no question of shalom. It's a drink. It's a liquid, right? So he says, no, he says that you would take the yivarech ala kais mole yos. You take, make the bracha on the fuller cup. Very interesting. He says, make the bracha on the fuller cup, which would be sort of like the shalem, right? Or the bigger one, right? Make the bracha on the fuller cup. It's really more the larger one. It's bigger, right? There's more juice over there. Nechshav l'mailas gadol, it would have a din of gadol, even by a drink. He brings it down, interesting, from Rav Eliashiv. Okay, so that's very interesting. You would think that, you know, a drink, what does a drink have to do with larger or smaller? But again, with the drink, with these two things, it could be any drink. I'm just saying he brings down black coffee, he brings down with water, but let's say a black coffee and tea, black coffee and soda, whatever. There's two different drinks. You want to make the shahakal, and those two things I'm drinking now. So which cup, which juice should I make the bracha on? They're both, and again, it's not the shivas aminim. It's not a question over here of sholem, really. of complete, right, then I like them both the same. In a case in time, I like them both the same. So if I like one better, if I like black coffee better than the tea, so that I make the shakal on the black coffee, and that'll cover the tea, right? If I like the tea better, I'll make the shakal on the tea, and that'll cover the coffee. But over here, I like them both the same. There's no question of chaviv. So again, look at the, and there's no question of naki over here, naki meaning like fresh or whatever. So we're going to go to the last one, which is the larger one. So again, like he says, we'll look at the fuller kabivarech al hakois hamali yoisa, the fuller cup, and again he brings it down from Rav Eliashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Seichat Tzadik Levracha, and so on. Very interesting. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Baruch Kol Tov.